Hello everybody. Good evening. How y'all doing? Welcome back to OJ's podcast. And today we are going to be doing something different. Yes. I know normally every week when we come back to this place, we talk on topics specifically chosen by me. But this time I feel that I should do something different. It shouldn't be like an advice, but I feel like a word that is important for us to listen to. I checked my demographics and I found out that most of my listeners are in their 20s. And I'm really grateful. I'm really, really grateful that, you people chose to listen to what I have to say. But then again, what I want to say to you people today has something to do with goals. I know most of us have heard this from motivational speakers, a lot of them. You look left, right, center. You hear set goals in your 20s, you work hard. But in the honest truth, that is the reality and that is a given fact. In as much as we feel that our 20s is a time to flex, we need to understand what type of flexing that they mean. The world has portrayed different meanings for us as youth, and we just accept it without verification because this is the trend. But it's not supposed to be like that. I did my research and I found out that a lot of people in their 20s actually had potentials to be rich and successful, but then later on in life they are struggling financially. And I'm wondering, what is it? Why are we having more average people than people that really, really had the desire to be rich and successful? This has nothing to do with greed. It has nothing to do with greed. Everybody in this life wants to be successful later on in the future. But it doesn't just happen. If you ask anybody now, nobody wants to be poor. But then we have a lot of poor people. And it's not like I'm looking down on anybody or anything like that. But I'm just saying that getting rich or being rich and successful doesn't happen overnight. And most of us, when we sit down to even plan goals, we start looking like, hey God, this is the big, what big thing should I start? No, it's not like that. We can start small. Cultivate good habits. Every day you decide to do a thing. And I'm telling you, if you try that for a year, you have become smarter, more than you were before you started it. You won't see the value now until later in life when you would need it. Read books, please. Read books. Books are important for everyday life. Read books, cultivate. Read books. Read books. There are a lot of information to dish out, but I feel that it is time for us to wake up. Let's wake up, please. God, if you. I feel the environment is what is causing most of us to relax. If you go outside, you see that somehow we being in our 20s and not having anything substantial, it's not good at all. It is not. So, in recap, I'm just going to list out a few things, for us to be able to do in our 20s so that we'll have that comfortable life that we want later in the future. First of all, set goals. Financial goals, very important. Set goals, then cultivate habits. And habit has to do with savings, budgeting, leveraging your money. Most of these things are very important if you want to be financially stable or financially free or financially buoyant. Set goals, cultivate good habits, and follow through. It will be hard. You see habits that everybody just saying create habits. It is hard. It is very hard. But then again, if you look to the future and you've got your goals, then you know that it is now or never. Set goals, cultivate habits, follow them through, and have the right information. A lot of us are getting our information from people that are not actually involved in the things that we want to do. Just because you see an adult who you feel that is financially free or financially buoyant, you just think that the person has enough information on where you want to go to. No, no. Have the right information. Not every information is good information. Information can make you go into debt, can make you go broke, can make you lose a lot of things. And at the same time, information can set you up to that place that you want to go. Get the right information, set goals, cultivate good habits. Get the right information. Associate with like-minded people. It is very important. Don't just work with anybody. I'm not saying you should look down anybody, but then you should be able to, you know, categorize people that you want in to be your casual friends, people that you want to be your acquaintances, people that you want to be close friends. Make sure that you'll be able to differentiate between the type of friends or the type of people that come around you. Don't just accept anybody in your circle. Okay, set goals, cultivate good habits. This is very important. Then follow through, get the right information, associate yourself with the right people. Do these things and then you see your life going the way you want it to be. Remember, cultivate good habits. This has to do with your savings, how you spend, how you budget, how you leverage on your money. Very important. Very, very important. You spend more than you earn. How can you be financially free? Please, let's wake up. Well, this is just a little word. I felt that at this point in time, I needed to dish out to my amazing listeners. I just hope that anybody that listens to this episode would get the information, and not just get the information, but work on it. Take action. Action is very important. Take action and you see your life going the way you want it to be. Alright guys, this is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the very end. And please remember to share this episode and every other episode on OJ Words Podcast to friends and family. Thank you very much. See you next week, guys. Bye.